The representative is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of an existing single-family residence. The request includes lots 3, 4, 5, 6, 34, and 36 of Block 54 of the Ozark Paradise Village. The six lots total area is approximately 1.65 acres. That's per the Taney County Assessors. The residence was built in 2009 per the Taney County Assessors records. Taney County Planning Division 1 permit 0948 is for a 1,360 square foot home located at the 186 Fair Lane. Taney County Regional Sewer District permit 0936 was issued for an on-site system at 186 Fair Lane. The on-site system consists of a 1,000-gallon septic tank and 250 lineal feet of the SB2 10-inch pipe 18 inches deep. The adjacent lots are currently vacant lots of Ozark Paradise Village. The application indicates the water is supplied by community well. This current application was approved for concept May 15th, 2017. Of course, our Taney County Development Guidance Code defines a nightly rental as a resident building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. And then we have our maximum occupancy definition, which shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The property is currently served by existing drive off of Fair Lane Drive. Per the nightly rental provisions, one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. And this project received a score of a negative one on the policy checklist at a maximum of 29. Staff recommendations, if this permit 1721 is approved, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residents located at 186 Fair Lane Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which for nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the Beth's Breakaway Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Hi.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions? Are you Beth or?
I'm Beth.
Yep. Anybody got any questions for Beth?
And you're the current owner of that lady?
Yes, I've already purchased it and hoping to get it approved as a nightly rental. And one thing I did want to express is as you can see, there's a lot of trees here and here, so there's a good buffer between any other homes. This property right here is owned by Ed and Judy Lynch. And in the 1 month time that I've owned this property, we're already dear friends. We go out to lunch. We talk regular. We already have a good relationship, a good working relationship. They are totally in support of me doing this. She was going to come, and then she said today, I don't think there's going to be anybody opposing you, so I'll just stay put. But if there was any opposition, would it be too late tomorrow to have her call in or email a letter in? Would that be too late?
Well, if you email or send me anything, I'll give it to them before the next, I'll bring it to the meeting Monday, a week from tonight, and give it to them.
Okay, that'd be great, but I just, and, you know, that's one thing that I do with the properties that I own. Just like a little over a year ago, you guys approved Tate Road for me, and in that relationship with my neighbors, the one neighbor boy mows my yard, the other neighbor lady is my cleaning gal. She watches from on top of the hill and notifies me as soon as there's anything that's gone wrong, and so far we haven't had any issues. And this lady that I'm working with will also be the same way. I will be texting her anytime that there's someone coming, if you guys approve this. And like I say, we already have a really good working relationship. So that to me is a blessing and a definite advantage and positive for this home.
We did receive a letter from one of the, well, I don't know where the neighbor is, 140 Fairlane, and you know where that would be?
I'm not sure which one that is. Do you know that?
Is it?
Well, they did have some concerns since they were victims of a home invasion. I could see their side of not wanting strangers in the neighborhood. So.
Doug, here's our applicant's property right here. The highlighted in blue is the 140.
But that home had never been used as a vacation rental before. So.
Well, she wasn't saying it was a vacation rental people.
Okay. Okay.
That were responsible. She just didn't like the idea of strangers in the neighborhood.
Okay.
But if you've got the people across the street, you're in good graces with them. So.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Like I say, already dear friends.
Are there any might be rentals in that area?
Not that I'm, well, not on my street. That's the only people that I've communicated with. I've been told that Johnny Morris has vacation rentals in there. I don't know. I've not confirmed that with anybody. But I know there's multiple other vacation rentals in there. And Tracy will respond to that question because she has followed up more on that than I have.
Anybody else?
There was a mention of nightly rentals not being allowed in the bylaws. Are there bylaws for that?
And again, I'm going to defer that to Tracy because she has followed up more on that. But I also do have a letter that was written by an attorney regarding this that I'd like to hand you guys to read at your convenience. But anyway, if that's okay. Is that okay?
Right. Are you Tracy?
I am Tracy.
Let's come here, Tracy, and answer Rick's question.
Good evening. I can email Scott the bylaws if you guys would like me to do that. From my understanding, I believe Oakmont may have purchased Paradise Village, but this property specifically in the deeded record and the subdivision that we purchased the property under was listed as Paradise Village. And when I called and spoke before Beth even closed on the property, I did call and spoke with Karen at the association, who my understanding is in charge of everything there. And she said that they are very aware that there are vacation rentals.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get that from you. I just made a note.
That they have not had any problems that they've had to address with vacation rental owners. They actually even took the bylaws to an attorney at one point, and they said there's really nothing in there that says they cannot do vacation rental in the properties.
So on the deed, did it say Paradise or did it say Oakmont?
It said all of the documents and deeded record that we have. It says Paradise Village lots.
That's the official.
There's like six or seven lots in there.
Description of the property.
Yeah.
But that is now part of Oakmont.
And there's legal Ozark Paradise Village.
Go ahead.
There's the legal there that the assessor has, Ozark Paradise Village.
Okay. Anybody else got any question?
There are a few other vacation rentals down there now. I don't know if they're legal or not, gentlemen, because I don't have access to your records to see if they're legal properties. But there are multiple properties down in this area that's a little bit farther down. You know, we're only two streets down from the opening of Big Cedar. You know, come right off of 86, Devil's Pool Road, and there's Fair Lane. All of the resort traffic is passing by. I feel for the neighbors that have had an invasion. That must be tough for them. But they do have strangers that are driving by their property on a daily basis to go to Big Cedar. They sit right on the corner of Fair Lane and Devil's Pool Road. And just to speak for the character of Beth, you know, I've known Beth for a very long time. She's been a client of mine now, a dear friend. She screens everybody that stays in her properties because she does not want damage or anything like that done. And she also befriends her neighbors so that there can be a team. And she also has a team of electricians, HVAC, cleaning crews, anybody you possibly could need in a maintenance situation or emergency available 24/7. So I just wanted to comment on that.
Anybody else got any questions? Nope.
Okay.
See you next Monday.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody talking against that. 141 Monte Crisco Drive, nightly rental.
Okay, this is case number seven. Yep, Tom's here. Case number 1722, 141 Monte Cristo Drive, Tom Strickler. Here's our subject property highlighted. Everybody kind of has their bearings. We'll zoom in. View from the west. View from the east. South, north. Representative Tom Strickler is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit, allowing for the nightly rental of an existing single-family residence. Tom has owned the home since April of 2011 and used it for nightly rental from this date to the present. Tom markets the home on his own, not with any on-site vendors like VRBO, local real estate agents, etc. The home has been rented to friends and acquaintances exclusively, except on two occasions. Tom has indicated he has removed friends of his friends in the past. Tom wants to limit the rentals due to the wear and tear of the home, as he also uses the villa as a second home. Tom has donated the home for local fundraisers, also such as Iola Reading Festival, Kansas Crime Stoppers Association, Bolas Fine Arts Center, Rotary District 6110 Youth Exchange, Allen Community College Endowment Association, etc. Tom has also had the Western Taney County Fire District do the inspection of the home, and the planning office has been given a copy of the inspection. Jerry and Julie Jones, owners and residents of the other half of the duplex at 116 North Tuscany, have submitted an email to the planning office stating they have not had any problems or been inconvenienced in any way by the Stricklers' use of their home as a nightly rental, which they occasionally rent to friends and family. They have no objections to their continued use of their home in this manner. Here's a copy of the fire district's. You can see the date's 5/15/17. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 2007. The single-family residence held in condo-style ownership at the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. This application was approved for concept May 15th, 2017. We have our development guidance code definition of nightly rental, and we have our maximum occupancy definition. The property is currently served by an existing drive off of Tuscany Drive. And then here's our definition of for the parking, one off-street parking space provided for each two persons of occupancy, This one also received a score of negative 1 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations, the Tenney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1722. The following requirements shall apply.